She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet. And the year's running out. So before I forget, because it's flying by so fast, I want to wish all of you, here in Hawaii and around the world, Happy New Year. And please do not drink and drive. Too many of our loved ones die because of alcohol. The alcohol you should have is in the gas, not drinking it. Okay? So, let's start today's show off with supposed to be jokes, but it was said by very famous people. This first one is by Will Rogers, and he says, there ought to be one day when there is open season on politicians. Will Rogers. Well, why do people make jokes and comments like that about politicians? It's because the politicians do not do their jobs and take care of you, the people. You, the people of Hawaii, and the people of America. Now, if you had these people working for you in a business, how long would they work for you? Not long. You know, if, and that's the biggest American word, if politicians were to do the job right, where it's government for the people, by the people, and not by the politician. But it's sad. When will people wake up to what they're doing to them? Anyway, I hope all of you had a Merry Christmas. I know there was a lot of sad stories out there. And a reason for the sad stories is so that you learn something, hopefully. Loving your car keeps your car in better condition. If you love your car, you will not dent it, smash it, scratch it, whatever. People who don't love their cars damage them. It's common sense. Think about it. Okay? So, and anyway, it's like loving your dog. You wouldn't treat it mean. Okay, who do we have?
We have Lana from Honolulu.
Hi, Lana.
No, I am. Correction. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call you before you get real busy. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners and all the radio stations, especially AM. I just love talk radio. But anyway, George, I wanted to really thank you because I really appreciate you taking my car. You know how they say, I know I'm one of those don't listen, but at least I patronize you where I know you and Todd going to take care of my car, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be safe. So I really appreciate your son too coming on board. But can I ask you, is he still offering the cleaning my car? If I take it in before, can I come in Monday? Is it too late? I mean, you said December.
This is Saturday, my dear.
Oh, I mean, I'm talking about Monday, you know, on the 20th.
Yeah. Why didn't you call us up on Monday?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to call ahead of time, I'm telling you.
I know. Oh, he's booked.
You'll have to call him.
Okay, I'll go call him then.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be in that area. So I said, oh, okay, I just thought of it. I've been so busy too, like everybody else. Anyway, okay, I'll take my chances. I'll call early, first thing in the morning.
All right.
Because or not, I'll wait out there, you know, like I always do. I come early and
okay.
Just leave my car. But another thing, besides drinking and driving, that cell phone thing, that is, I think it's worse. It's like going through that red light. Oh, I see so many accidents. You know what? Hard to prove that they were texting. You know what
Very
I mean?
Easy. When you pull them over, you go to the police have access to the cell phone companies, and they will tell them that they were on the phone.
No, but George, they're not going to bother doing the stuff.
They should, because it's lives. It's so many lives.
Yep. I can insist on that. You know, as a when you're in an accident and that other person.
You know, if they took off the texting option on the phone, then people would be talking and can see where they're driving. But if they're texting, they're not looking at where they're driving.
Right. So usually they hit
and
someone, right?
Everybody but always texts. They don't talk on the phone no more.
I know. It's scary, but I know a lot of people have gotten into accidents. I lost a niece, actually a second cousin. But those days was the old-fashioned, you know, that the phone, bulky one. She just left her boyfriend, and next thing you know, she's talking and driving, and he heard a crash. And he knew the route, so he went to check, and she was dead. And she left a seven-year-old son, which her mom took care of. But sad, she was at 28, prime of her life.
Well, 28, they're like 8 years old yet.
No, but you know what I mean.
Mentally.
They misused the, you know, the modern technology. That's what I think. They could carry it away. But anyway, George, you be safe because I sure need you and your son to take care of my car.
Okay.
Okay.
You
I'll have a luck on Monday. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Oh, okay. Chaz is cracking up over there. You want to give the first trivia question out so we can probably or hopefully give away the Shell gas cards? Shell was really nice to donate gas cards for Christmas, but we didn't give them all away. So we're going to try to give it away today. Okay? And hopefully somebody will win it and try the Shell V-Power 92. The 92 V-Power premium gas, and see how they like it. I guarantee you they'll love it. So, what is the first trivia?
Who was the Ali'i that was born and died on the same day?
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Wow, everybody's hitting the computer. I hear it. They're trying to find out who it was. That's weird. You're born and you die on the same day. Okay, so anyway. When you take your car in for servicing, they should be checking your CV shaft and all that good safety stuff for you. Your struts, shocks, that's all safety. People don't realize how important that is. That is just as important as brakes and tires. And remember, folks, when you buy tires and you have a front-wheel drive car like a Camry, Corolla, Tercel, or Nissan, it's all front-wheel drive. It needs to be the touring category. It's made specifically for front-wheel drive cars, okay? I see so many cars that have the wrong tires on. Okay, who's next?
We have Elton.
Hi, Elton.
George, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
For the trivia, was it Kamehameha 5?
Who's that Kamehameha 5?
The guy who came after 4?
Is that your final answer?
That it is.
I guess we got a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So give Wanda your info.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anyway. Safety is always first, folks. And there's so many people. And you know who I'm talking about. So many people that cut corners on safety. When they get the price of a good quality brake lining, they always say, oh, too expensive. Get cheap kind. It just blows me away when people say that. There's no cheap way of safety. And you have only one chance. You won't have a second chance. So if you don't have a second chance, do it right. Okay, there's so many that we see every day. Shortcut, cut corners, not working right. But anyway, I didn't want to talk about it, but we'll talk about it before the end. So, it's the rail. It's over budget, and they only started, folks. They only started the rail. The rail project. And they're over budget. What's going to happen when they hit the town area? Come on, folks. Think. Making a rail through Honolulu is the craziest thing. Because go check with engineers. There is no diagram or plan of where the wires are underground, where the sewers are, where the water lines are, and all that stuff. What happens when they get to that and they find all that under there? They can't reroute the rail. The cost of moving all that is going to be astronomical. You watch it. And guess who is going to pay? Every one of you. I hope you like it, because it's coming. Anyway, okay, what's the second trivia, Wanda?
Let's see, where was King Kamehameha's house? Which King Kamehameha is this?
The best one.
The great?
Yes. Where was his house? Okay, give us a call at 808. 296-5467. 808-296-5467. And if you won one already, you cannot qualify for another one. Okay? Let's give a chance to everybody. Anyway, Happy New Year, folks. For those just tuning in. And hope next year is a good year. It should be. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
How are you feeling?
Oh, much better, thank you.
That's good.
Every time I listen to the show, you know, I wish it was on more often, but I'm glad you're on, George. You always help make me feel a lot better.
Good. Good. That's what we're here for.
Good medicine. George, I just wanted to let you know that I was real happy that Trevor Ozawa, who is a council person from my district, you know, he beat Tommy Waters, and Waters was the guy that was making noise about the count on the vote. Yeah, it's kind of gross. But I'm so glad that he won, because he came out and he's already saying that he was going to question and make noise about the rail.
Good.
Yeah.
Good man.
I'm so glad that we got rid of Chang. You know, he was.
Oh, yeah, that's your friend.
Oh, no. Yeah. Say no more, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'll leave it on a high note. And have a good rest of the program, George.
You take care, Rob.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
See you next year.
Okay. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Bryson from Honolulu.
Hi, Bryson.
Hey, George, this is Bryson calling from Kailua.
Oh, sorry.
You got to excuse Wanda. Her map kind of turned around here. What's up?
Automotive 101.
I'm calling Kailua.
What?
I said I'm calling all the way from Kailua.
Okay.
To get that trivia.
All right.
Would it be across the Aloha Towers?
Okay. You have to be specific as to the name of the building standing there now.
I'll call you back when I get that information then.
No. I'm just kidding. You got the answer right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Harbor Court.
It's called Harbor Court.
Yes.
Okay.
And before it was Harbor Court, it was a parking lot. And lots of bad things happened there. And now that they have Harbor Court, the bad things are still happening. And the reason is, you don't build something over somebody else's house.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we got kind of broken up because I'm going through the licky-licky right now.
Oh, okay. So
okay, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a winner.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Before we get on, we got to go to a break.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. George, Rolling Bob here. I am feeling so good, and I'm going to put a plug in for something, if you bear with me. But are you familiar with Hawaii Meals on Wheels?
Mm-hmm.
I volunteered last week.
You did?
Yes, and I'm telling you, folks, it was so much fun, and you will not believe how happy people are to see you.
Until they find out who you are.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't go up there and go, it's Rolling Bob. Hey, but you know what I didn't know? The whole program is all volunteer.
Yes.
And you know, we talk about the government, but you know, we do more for each other than the government can.
That's right.
And I know this is going to sound, you know what? This is what I recommend. If you and your friends go to the mall during the day, and I know it's not for people to work, we went to 15 houses, 2 hours, and we were done. And it's all set up, and the people were so nice. They organized you. But I'm telling you, George, just to go there, and you people, you don't know, when you can't leave your house, people are so happy to see a face that just shows up. And sometimes you're just bringing them like a sandwich, you know, and some milk and an apple. But, I mean, they're just so appreciative, and the whole thing is all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my plug for this week. I'm not going to give out the number just because you can look it up on the internet. But it's Meals on Wheels. And even from the food preparations comes from different restaurants or hospitals. It's like I said, everybody donates their time.
Fantastic.
And you will feel so good. And I recommend, not that, you know, you need to, but take a friend with you. Because you could talk. One person looks at the map. One person drives. And I'm telling you, you'll be so happy.
You mean you found all the places?
Yes, I did. I drove past a couple, but... Well, you know, some of those street names. And the other thing is, you don't know how many neighborhoods there are on these places till you start driving around. I didn't know this was back here. This is pretty nice. So like I said, the whole experience, wonderful time. That's Hawaii Meals on Wheels. And you know, and they have, like I said, as volunteers, they'll work with you. If you want to do it once a month, if you want to do it just once, and, you know, and never, whatever, they'll work with you.
Mm.
So anyway, okay, that's my plug. But again, let's start, like George always says, the seniors. Let's help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that much. Just a little bit out of your day will make you feel so much better. On that note, take care of your car, or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Mahalo, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Daniel from Kaneohe.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Uncle George. I just wanted to know how much your ethanol costs per gallon.
It's about $10 a gallon.
$10 a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay?
That's all I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, Wanda, you ready with the third trivia?
Yes. Okay, the last question is, who was called Safari?
Only dinosaurs know that one.
First and last name.
Yes. Who was called Safari? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And that's a kind of easy one because that person was very popular. Very, very popular. Okay? That's all the hint I can give you. Anyway. Like I said, you should take care of your car. Like, feel the surface of the car. Majority of you have what is called industrial fallout. Industrial fallout is on the top surface of the car only. It's a tiny, tiny microscopic metal pieces of dust from the road that lands on your car, and because you don't have it waxed, it embeds itself into the paint. You need to remove that, and it's very easy to remove. You go down and pick up what is called the clay bar. Several companies make that, and you squirt the cleaner on, and you rub the clay bar on the surface of the paint, only the top, and you can feel it. When you do that, the paint will come super, super smooth. Okay? Then you wax it. Do not drop the clay bar on the ground, because once you drop it, it's done. You throw it away, because you cannot remove all the gravel that's on it. Okay, who's next?
We have Stuart from Honolulu.
Hi, Stuart. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to add to the trivia.
Okay.
It's Earl Safari Char.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Where did you get it from?
Where did I get it from? Racing.
Wow, we got a winner.
He's a hatchet man.
Yeah. We have a winner. Give Wanda your information.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for playing. Okay. Anyway. The bike lanes. A lot of people are complaining about the bike lanes. And I don't see a need for it, but I think it was a waste of money, because fixing the roads was more urgent than putting a bike lane. Like Waikomelo. Those of you who drive up and down Waikomelo, you know what I'm talking about. Waikomelo is terrible, terrible, worse than terrible. But does the mayor do anything about it? I don't think so. Does he drive around to look at what roads need to be fixed? No, because that's not on his agenda. But when he ran for office, he promised that he will fix the roads. Okay? And that's why people make jokes about politicians. So it's time for the next joke. Okay? And this one was said by Jay Leno. Okay? This is what he said. If Heavenly Father wanted us to vote, He would have given us candidates. Did you catch it? Anyway, if Heavenly Father wanted us to vote, He would have given us candidates. Did you get it, Wanda? Hello?
No, I wasn't listening.
I know. That's why I asked if you got it. Okay. Driving in traffic is not healthy. Also, if you're driving an electric car, hybrid, whatever you call that, electric cars, is very cancerous. There's no cheap way. The best way is ethanol. Ethanol's exhaust does not emit harmful carbon, it makes oxygen. Gasoline exhaust, carbon monoxide, eats oxygen. It's a no-brainer, folks. I don't know. I don't know the human race. But anyway, electric cars, the batteries are good for 5 years. Did they tell you how much it's going to cost to replace it? No less than 3,000. So, go figure. People would risk their lives to try to save a dime. Okay? Now, a lot of you are having your O2 sensors, the oxygen sensor on the exhaust, the catalytic converter, and the NOx sensors going bad, aside from fuel injectors and fuel pumps. Okay? They go bad because of substandard gas. And engines break. This one guy, his engine on his Tacoma blew up. And now he finds out how much it really costs to get a new engine. We cannot, well, we just about can't do anything about the substandard gas because your state allowed these people to lower the octane. That's what I'm saying, that, you know, the people, the politicians, they swore to protect and take care of the people, but they don't. They take care of themselves. And that's why Jay Leno and Will Rogers and several other people make remarks like that. I don't know. I don't know if they feel anything about it. Nope, break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a question, announcement, or whatever. Okay? So, anyway, I'd just like to put in another joke here. And this one is about your friend Steve Saline. Saline Steve. Okay? For the longest time, he refuses to change his electric water pump for his cooler on his car. and he refused to change it. And finally, he got around and, you know, changed it. He sprung and bought the pump and changed it. Now he says it runs super good and super cool. But yet, you know, he won't spring for getting the good stuff. Anyway, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? Long time.
Yeah.
I'm back for now. Anyway, I saw a truck the other day. The wheels stick way out of the truck. Aren't they supposed to have fenders covering the tires? Isn't that
yes.
A sticker?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes.
Don't push that law now?
Well, a lot of the laws are not being pushed.
Yeah.
They don't enforce it. So if they're not going to enforce it, why have it?
Yeah.
Because only on Oahu, you cannot have the tires sticking out.
Yeah.
All the rest of the islands, it's okay. Because they don't have that reconstruction permit that you have to have. So,
what about the mainland? Do they have the kind of laws to
that? Nope.
Nope. Oh, man, only got to be here.
Yeah, you see, Honolulu, Oahu, is real backwards. Really, really backwards. Like, for instance, a car that is not registered, okay? It's in the law book that the car be impounded on the spot.
Wow.
Nobody enforces it. And nobody does it. The politicians say, oh, we don't have place to put the cars. But what happens when you park in a tow-away zone? They tow it away, right?
Right.
I thought they don't have room to put it.
Oh, they put it under the rail. Oh, man. I don't know.
It's really bad. It's not being enforced. So if it's not enforced, why have it?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So
Then I don't have my truck now, so you won't see me for a while.
What happened?
This guy bought it for me. I work with him on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Filipino guy, broken English, but nice guy. He worked hard, 5 kids. So I told him cheap, and then he wanted the truck. It's still good body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote him a note. I told him the best gas to use is the Shell VT, you know. And don't use regular. Lazy when dark, you're going to wreck your engine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I buy 2 gallons of ethanol, you know,
mm-hmm.
protect the engine, the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he going to listen? I don't know.
People don't. The only time they listen at the funeral.
Yeah.
Sad.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. This is the last radio show for the year. Okay? So, no more. After today, there's no more shows for the year. For this year, it's over. This is the last one. Okay. So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And, again, you know, we like to thank Shell Oil for always coming up and donating Shell cards for the different events that we have. You know? So, we only pick them because they're good, folks. We're not going to use a product or mention a product that is not good. Okay? It's Shell. Okay? Not anything but Shell. Anyway, hopefully Bob got that one, because Bob was a few times doing the wrong thing. So, anyway, and Mario Yano, yeah, he uses the wrong gas too. And if anybody knows him, and you want him to leave, all you have to do is bring out a microphone and he'll leave. He's deathly scared of a microphone. whether it's live or not. He's afraid of it. And I'd like to wish my good friend, Major Moore, a happy, happy new year. Good man. We need more people like that in HPD. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, whatever. Okay? Okay. And tire pressure, you should put the tire pressure that's posted on the tire, on the side of the tire. That's the pressure you should be running. For every 5 pounds of air that you underinflated, you lose 3 miles to the gallon of gas. So if you're concerned about tire life and gas mileage, put the right pressure. If you want to see what I mean, you go down to tire shops like Lex Brody, Costco, and ask to see the old tires. The outer edge, the outer threads are worn out. It's because they were running the tire underinflated. Okay? When you run the tire underinflated, outside threads will wear out first. So, anyway. All I can do is tell you. Okay. So, you know these high-rise buildings that's coming up in Kaka'ako? I see the cranes hanging over the road, over the streets below. It's unsafe, you know. If something ever falls off of that crane, it'll kill you. I was just told one of those cranes was putting up a ballast weight, and somehow something happened, and the ballast weight came loose and fell to the ground. It is super heavy, and when it hit the ground, and thank goodness nobody was under it, made a big hole. It's stuck in the ground. So just imagine if it was over the street and fell onto a car. The people in the car would be dead. So that's the reason why it's not supposed to be overhanging the streets. But they have it. Even for the rail. Their cranes are hanging over the streets. Everything's hanging over the street. And nobody seems to care. Until there is an accident and somebody dies. Then they'll care. Then it's too late. So hopefully one day we can wake up and do it the right way. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, we're finding more and more potholes coming up all over because money is going from the fixing the roads to the rail. The rail's sucking up everything. And they're raising property tax to seniors. How can you do that to the seniors? It's unbelievable. Seniors are on fixed income. They don't get a raise. I don't know. I don't understand it. The state of Oregon, for sure, does not tax seniors property tax. They take care of the seniors there. Maybe all you seniors listening, you should move to Oregon. Okay, who do we have on the...
We have Jimmy from Mililani.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. You said that the 7-8 billion for the train. Why don't we try H4 to the other side?
H4?
Yeah, why not? Or to end up on the windmill side, like yeah, and all that side.
Probably cheaper.
Yep, you got that right.
Yeah.
H4, remember, H4.
Yeah.
They talked about H3, everybody used H3. Beautiful H3. Well, you got the folly, You got the Wilson, and you get H3. That's why living on the Windward side.
Oh, H3.
It's more traffic problem.
H3, I don't use.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because the reason why H3 is because the stands go right into Hawaiian Graves, and the people who built the H3 had no respect for the Hawaiians that were buried there. That's sad.
Well, they get the AEL at the...
Yeah.
At the Kailua dump. I don't see nobody over there praying over there. I mean, you know, all that...
Mm-hmm.
All that Hawaiian stuff. I don't see these Hawaiians praying, but they sure are using H3, and they're getting killed on the Cam Highway on the single lane.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
H4 would help them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
The Wilson, we got the Pali, we got H3, and if worse comes to worse, we can run Manalo. But in town, all they got is H1. That's all they got.
Okay? Oh, yeah, H1, very old.
That's all they got. Okay.
Okay. Happy New Year. You should replace the fuel filter every 2 years. But on some vehicles, recommended to change it more often. Because we're finding more and more contamination in the gas we buy today in Hawaii. You know, every island has their own gasoline experts or what they call... formula people. And those people that formulate the fuel, a lot of them have integrity for the people that they're protecting on that island. But the island of Kauai, octane is really low. The lowest probably in the state. And why the city council of Kauai don't do anything about it? Well, it's because they're not candidates. Okay? If they were candidates, then Jay Leno would vote for them. Anyway, Wanda didn't quite understand what Jay Leno meant by candidates. What he meant, Wanda, is the candidates that have a good heart for the people and are for the people, not for themselves. Politicians, that word politician, translated, is called bloodsuckers. Okay? Candidates are people who run for the people. And it's for the people that they run. Okay? So, anyway.
Nope.
Oh, it's a break time. And Wanda's on the phone, so I'm going to let you know that we're going to go to break. And we'll be right back.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's next on the phone?
We have Mike from Kona.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, George.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. I hope you had Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry as you can be.
I was hoping you get maybe some tricks for me. I get my 88 Ranger. I trying to take out freeze plug and was so corroded I couldn't pound it out and wouldn't slide out. So I punch one hole in and I peeling it out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I stuck because I peeled out most of the old freeze plug, but the rim still have that piece stuck inside. Mm. And I get on hard time taking it out. My next move, I'm going to have to take out the oil, water pump so get a little bit more room. But you get anything?
What kind of engine?
It's the V6, the 2.9 liter.
Okay. What you can, if you cannot get to it, you try to use in a punch?
Yeah.
You cannot use a punch?
I did. Like I said, I had peeled out most of the old plug.
Yeah.
But you know, on the rim part, that part is still stuck. So I cannot, no more room to put the new plug in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
To put the new plug in, you'll have to pound it in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have room to pound it in?
I have room to plug it, pound it in, but the size that I have, it doesn't fit because, like I said, the rim.
Yeah, the outer ring is still there.
The old rim is still there, and I cannot peel that out.
Okay. What you do is you put the new freeze plug over that. And let the new freeze plug push the old ring in.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You pound it in.
Yeah.
But you use a socket that will fit in the cup of the freeze plug perfectly.
Right. Yeah.
And use that.
Fit them inside the new plug and pound them in.
Yes. Mm. And the new plug will push in the old plug.
I hope so. The bugger is like fused to get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I will try that.
Try that.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Anybody else? Clock's running down. Hurry up. That's the last show of the year. The next year will be a new show. Okay? So, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Haven't heard a long time from our friend in Canada, Tristan.
Tristan.
Yeah. He's probably working.
Maybe. Or freezing.
Hmm.
You ever came across anybody who, like, what happens if, say, you have a green light and somebody's walking in the crosswalk when they're not supposed to. And they get hit by the car.
Then it's their fault. Because if you're breaking the law and running, walking against the light, it's your fault. It's the same as walking in the middle unmarked crosswalk. Same thing. So. And people who cross the street and don't walk in the marked crosswalk, they're not counted as being in a safe zone. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it? Yeah, a long time ago when I used to replace freeze plugs, I used to choose the brass one.
That one's don't rust.
Yep, I love those. I think they're a little bit softer too, right? They go in easier.
Yeah, yeah, they're a little softer.
Speaking about pedestrians, I think the legislature's no brains because they're giving the what do you call that, authority to the pedestrians. Before, the police always says it's a 50-50 sharing of due diligence, the motorist and the pedestrian.
Yep.
I got bozos crossing in front of me in the dark with dark clothes. I almost ran over a couple of them already. You check in traffic, they're not there, and then they can't wait. You know, you're the only guy, you're the only car coming. They'll run in front of you or walk in front of you.
It's because the lawmakers have no common sense.
Yep.
In the ocean, the law of the ocean is the big ship has the right of way.
Yep.
Same with the cars.
And you're thinking, who's going to be the smarter guy, the one behind the wheel or the one on foot?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So many. And the bikers, they're the worst.
Yep.
They should outlaw any kind of riding in the crosswalk. And the key word is walk. It's not a bike path. And they do it on a sidewalk. I had how many over? Just one clip one day I was walking, and he expected me to sidestep. So I just braced up, and then I nailed his backpack. One girl, she came at fast speeds, closing speed. We're going the opposite. We're meeting each other, and I screamed just when she came abreast of me, and then she's gasped. I scared her. Next time, I think she'll slow down.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have the aloha today. You notice that?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. It's always
terrible. Especially in Chinatown.
Oh, that's Dodge City you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what irks me is those people that are able to walk faster and they just take their sweet old time to go across the crosswalk.
Yep, and you see, you're the only car, and they act like, you know, they ain't got no time. And they'll 2 seconds, that's all they got to do is wait 2 seconds, wait for the traffic clear, and then... I don't know. Okay, anyway, George, thanks much.
Okay. Happy New Year. That's right. People just, I don't know. They should make the road safer by making the car have the right of way, pedestrian have to watch and cross when it's safe. That's it. Simple. Because the cars can't see them, but they can see the car. I think. Anyway, well, this was a year that we survived, and we have our next year coming up, and hopefully the new governor has a different plan and makes life better for the people, and hopefully some of them in office will think differently as far as their job and their work for us. The people of Hawaii. And the people of Hawaii don't work for them. Okay? So folks, please don't drink and drive. And please take care of each other. You know, do it before the funeral. So at least it's a good feeling. Okay? And I'm glad that Bob went out and did the Meals on Wheels. Mahalo, Bob. Okay, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.